Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health. Our topic today is omega-3 fish oil, an essential supplement. Joining us is Max Marion, the founder and creator of Aqua Omega. His passion for health and wellness has led him and his team to seek a new standard for a higher quality omega-3 oil, resulting in the world's most concentrated fish oil at an affordable price. Good morning, Max, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Thanks for having me.
Not all omega-3 fish oils are created equal, are they?
They are not. The main reason we got into this category in this space in the first place was because, you know, it was just a space that we looked at, and we were doing a lot of education out in the market about avoiding inflammatory ingredients and artificial fillers and sweeteners. At the time, we were just being asked constantly to develop a quality omega-3 product specifically that was high in EPA, because at the time we were really targeting inflammation to really help with, you know, reducing delayed onset muscle soreness and helping improve recovery. I actually took the time and I reached out to Dr. Bruce Hollow, who's a PhD in omega-3s at the University of Guelph. But the goal for this connection initially was to reach out to him to really start understanding and learning all things omega-3s. When we really started to dive into this super important category and this very vital nutrient for humans, and when we started to learn what made an effective product with real therapeutic doses, and we started to look out into the market, there are so many products that are in the market, but the vast majority of these products are being produced for profits first and efficacy is almost an afterthought. So we actually saw an opportunity at this point to kind of take the time to create a very high quality product from the very best possible sources, using very specific sources that have lower levels of environmental contaminants in a premium triglyceride form. So that's an omega-3 that's pretty much in its natural state, or as close to its natural state as possible, and delivering these at therapeutic doses so that people could get real benefit from them. It was a long, long process. We spent almost 3 years in development before we launched our very first product. And in order to do that, we ended up going directly to the source and developing relationships with the Fiji the Crude Oil Facility and our distillation plant, so that we could, you know, we could have direct access to our raw materials, as many middlemen as possible, so that we could take the very best product and offer it at the very best price. And what we found when we looked out into the space was there's this giant delta between commodity products and professional products.
Now, there's a few terms in regards to omega-3. There's EPA and DHA, and yet there's an omega-3 that doesn't have EPA and DHA. Can you break those three down into layman's terms and explain what they are?
You're absolutely right. Like, and I think we go back to this one. I think people look at omega-3s and they generalize them. They put them all in one big group. And I think some marketing companies have done a fantastic job of confusing the end consumer into thinking that all these omega-3s are exactly the same. And so you've got three main omega-3s. So EPA is the essential fat, and I say an essential fat because these are fats that must be consumed by diet. Our body cannot generate these on their own, and so we must obtain these from diet. And so EPA is the fat that is responsible for primarily reducing inflammation and also producing these short-burst anti-inflammatory hormones known as glucosinoids. And these glucosinoids will help regulate inflammation, help improve blood flow, help regulate hormones, help balance blood sugars. So it's a very, very critical fat. But when we think about EPA, the main function we promote right away is really reducing inflammation. And then we've got DHA. So DHA is the largest of the omega-3 fatty acids, and this is a very structural fat. So when we think about DHA, DHA is a very important fat, you know, at early stages of life and also later in life, because it actually helps stimulate neurogenesis in the brain, so it helps develop brain cells, helps in the proper brain and eye development in young children. It is also a prebiotic. A lot of people don't know that, but it actually helps with gut health. This structural fat has also been proven to help reduce or aid in terms of early onset Alzheimer's and dementia. And then the third main component, this is the one where we'll see a lot of like cereal bars or grain bars, you know, 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s, and this is your ALA, alpha linolenic acid. And this ALA doesn't play as critical of a role as your EPA and DHA. Your body can convert it in EPA and DHA, but it's not your best source of omega-3s because we can only convert it at a rate of roughly 2 to 10%.
And most people are deficient, aren't they?
Almost everyone's deficient in omega-3, yeah, absolutely. We work very closely with the University of Guelph at the Institute of Omega-3 DHA, and they've developed this really cool test where we can actually measure the level of omega-3s in red blood cells. And it's estimated that less than 2% of North Americans actually get the very minimum amount of omega-3s that they would in their diet on a basis, and then it falls off drastically after that. So when we're actually measuring these omega-3, we call it an omega-3 score. And your omega-3 score, again, is the level of omega-3s. And so your ideal range would be between 8 to 12%. But what we see is scores that are, on average, roughly 2 to 3%. So we're really far off from the level of omega-3s that we actually need in our bodies for to properly function.
And vegans, how do they score in that?
So they'll tend to score even lower than your, like the results I was talking about would be, you know, your kind of like omnivore or just in general on average. So, you know, what we really look at is your omega-6 to omega-3 kind of ratios that we're consuming. Plain and simple, the standard North American diet is broken. Like, if you wanted to optimize your omega-3s, obviously you need to take more omega-3s, but you also need to consume less omega-6. And omega-6 is basically in everything that we consume nowadays. And we are consuming omega-6 to omega-3 at such a disproportionate rate of 20 to 25, in some cases 30 to 1, and vegan diets can even be higher than that, that we actually propel ourselves into a state of chronic or inflammation. And the vegan vegetarian diet tends to have even more omega-6 because a lot of the nuts and seeds and oils and a lot of the protein sources that they're consuming are omega-6. And a lot of the omega-3s that are consuming, primarily all the omega-3s that they are consuming, except for algae oil, is in the form of ALA. And again, it has a very poor conversion source into the essential fats EPA and DHA, which play the most beneficial roles in the body.
To get enough omega-3 with high enough EPA and DHA, it's not possible to consume that in our diet. We should really supplement that, shouldn't we?
It is safe to assume that, yes. So when you're looking at your omega-6 to omega-3 ratios, again, on average, we're consuming 20 to 25 to 1. And to be in a proper state of balance, we would be consuming these very essential fats at a rate of 1 to 1 or maximum 4 to 1. That's omega-6 to omega-3s. When you're looking at diet in general, and I think sometimes people get confused because, you know, there's certain dietary recommendations and things like that, but they fall so short for how much omega-3s that you would actually need to correct the imbalance that we still stay imbalanced. You know, people think, I'm going to eat a piece of fish. Well, there's a misconception. Parts of the fish that we actually eat are the muscles. And that's a very good source of light protein, but it actually doesn't have that much omega-3s in it. You know, the main places that we're getting omega-3s when you're making an omega-3 product is from the fatty tissues, the skin, the organs. That's primarily where those fats live. So when we eat a piece of fish or a fillet of fish, you know, you're getting some really good protein that has the benefit of having some omega-3s in it. You know, the average is on a 3-ounce good portion of fish is 200 to 500 milligrams. So when we compare that to just one serving of our high EPA oil, for example, you'd have to consume between 40 to 60 ounces of fish on a daily basis to be able to get the same level of omega-3s that you're going to get out of one serving of this high EPA oil. There's a whole bunch of other complications that will come from that because, you know, whether you want, you know, we'd like to admit it or not, the environmental contaminants that are in our waters are really important to consider. And things like, you know, your heavy metals, your PCBs, dioxins, all these things that are not actually water soluble that will build up in our systems over time.
Why is omega-3 so important?
It is one of the most vital nutrients that our bodies can have. And it really comes down to regulating and balancing the ratios of our omega-6 to omega-3. So what happens in the body when you consume omega-6 is your body actually converts it into arachidonic acid. And this arachidonic acid converts into these fatty eicosanoids. Fatty eicosanoids are responsible for producing inflammation. You need a certain level of these. Inflammatory response is the first part of healing. But too much of these adipocytes will put us into a state of low-grade systematic inflammation. And this low-grade chronic inflammation is the breeding ground for disease. When people develop disease, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, or cancer, heart disease, all these things stem from inflammation. But it doesn't just happen overnight. You know, this breeds in your system for a really long time, and it's a produce of diet or this drastic imbalance and this production of inflammation. Now, the acute inflammation that I was talking about, that's good inflammation. That's, you want that inflammation, but you want to avoid low-grade chronic inflammation. And the best way to do that is to balance your omega-6 to omega-3s. And when you do that, specifically, you're going to start about inflammation in two ways. Specifically, the EPA comes, and it uses the same enzyme as the omega-6 does to convert itself, but it's prioritized because it's for anti-inflammatory purposes. So we're starving out some of the omega-6's conversion source, this enzyme. And then it converts itself into a glucosamine. And these glucosamines are short-burst anti-inflammatory hormones who actually help to reduce inflammation and balance hormones in the body. And when you can do that, you'll also improve blood flow, and you'll improve the distribution of oxygen to all organs in the body. That's why when people start to really reduce inflammation, there's a ton of signs of inflammation that people tend to ignore. You know, fatigue is one of the big ones. Brain fog, you know, those are the things complaints we get all the time about that we hear, and I'm sure you hear that as well. It's like, oh, I'm just so tired all the time. Well, that's a sign of inflammation. You get a lot of joint pain, inflammation. I've got chronic headaches, inflammation. Immune issues, autoimmune issues, inflammation. But try to picture trying to heal your body, okay? And your body is this pipe that has sprung a leak, and that's what's making you sick. When you're trying to heal yourself without addressing inflammation first, you're basically trying to tape over this pipe without shutting off the water source. It's going to keep leaking, and eventually it's going to bust through that tape. But if you take the time to turn off the pipe and to actually repair it, and that's the reduction of the inflammation, then we can start to heal. And that's why this supplement or this nutrient is so vitally important to all aspects of health. Just to give you an example, there's a study that came out last summer. It's called the Harris study. This was a 14-year study with almost 44,000 people globally. And they followed people, and they studied the rate of mortality. And the what they were actually doing is they were measuring the levels of omega-3s in the red blood cells in the blood. And then they took these subjects and they split them in five different groups. And the result, or the biggest result of the entire study, the group that had the highest level of omega-3s, which was just over 6.9, versus the group that had the lowest, showed a reduction of risk of all-cause mortality and early mortality, 18%. Now, that's incredible to me, because that doesn't just represent a longer life expectancy. It also represents a better quality of life, because when you're living longer, it also represents an absence of disease. And again, like I was saying, almost every chronic illness and disease can be attributed back to inflammation. And so if you correct the inflammation, you're not only going to feel better and have more energy and more mental clarity, you're also going to be significantly healthier. You work with tons of clinicians and doctors, and it is vitally the most important supplement to understand from our group of naturopathic doctors how products were being used. And then we design products to deliver these therapeutic doses so that the people will get the benefits. There's some products that are not very good that are out there. They can carry, you know, high levels of environmental contaminants, but also high levels of oxidation, and in an inferior form, in the form of an ethyl ester, which has a poor bioavailability. You know, maybe it's time to reconsider omega-3s, because it is the most important supplement that you can take on a daily basis. And it's in less than 5 minutes a day, you can significantly improve your health.
Max, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the recipe that you've created to create a good quality omega-3.